Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. Well, here's another insight from your book I'd love for you to comment on. I love this. You wrote, "It is a pleasure to know that en route, our wildflower-throwing God waits with delight to surprise us and love us. So please don't send me angry letters arguing about my priorities in a world that's dying. I'm afraid that we're dying as well. And if we are dead, we are useless to this world. And God calls us to do more than just stay alive until Jesus returns for us." And I was just watching a Ren Collective clip. It's a 7-minute DVD on YouTube. And I've shared it with so many people. But one of the things they say in their great Irish accent is, "We've learned that seriousness is not a fruit of the spirit. Joy is, and the discipline of joy is something to be wrestled with." And I love that. And he does delight to surprise us and bless us. And he's a wildflower-throwing God. So talk about that versus the seriousness that just puts us right into the ditch as well.
Yeah, well, that passage is actually from one of the Psalms, and where David says, you have ripped off my mourning band, you know, the black band that you wrap around your arm, and you have replaced it, really, you've replaced it with a lay of wildflowers. That's the Message version of it. And I just think, you know, what a contrast that we live our lives as though we're in mourning all the time. And the problem with that, I mean, there are a lot of problems with that, but one of the big problems with that is that worry is all part of that package, and it stops us from paying attention to where God is delighting us and delighting in us.
So what do you do, Jane? I mean, we often, if you're somebody who's prone to worry, you've heard people tell you, well, don't do that. Oh, okay, I hadn't thought of that.
Yeah,
I'll just not do this because it's not been working for me. But what do you say to somebody who's maybe heard different things like that, but they're like, I can't get there from here? What are some first things you'd like them to know?
Yeah, well, the first thing is you know, I mean, we all know, I keep reading this, and the people will, you know, start to read the book, and they say, well, I know that I need to just trust God more. And I'm like, well, duh. Don't we all? Mm-hmm. That's really not helpful at all, because if that's part of the root of the problem anyway, is how do we do that? And so when it comes to this whole, you know, what do you do first? I think there's an awful lot of sort of pervasive worry that goes on, like almost subliminally for us. And if we can just stop and pay attention to that dissonance, to that hum of the live wire of worry inside of us, if we can just stop and say, whoa, wait, what is this? Part of the power of worry is that we don't verbalize exactly what it is. We don't identify it as worry, and we don't identify it as, and we don't specify what it is we're worrying about. And so I think that's the first thing with anything we're feeling, is we have to be able to identify it and name it. Otherwise, the next thing we do will probably be wrong.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.